Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that hour of the evening. I want to greet you, everybody, and welcome to our platform. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. And for those of you who are coming at the radio for the first time, for those of you who are listening to this program for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we talk about business matters. It's a platform where we talk about matters of economic concern. And it's also a platform where we come up with a critical analysis of issues which are affecting our bread and butter issues. And it's also a platform where we engage various thinkers, various academics, and also even to the extent of philosophers. Although people say philosophers don't exist anymore, but we still have co-creators of knowledge. We still have people who think deep and also analyze issues and bring about new models of development, bring about new ways of doing things. And Business and Economic Segment, as we said, is Lecture Hall 1. It's a platform where we facilitate developmental agenda conversations. It's also a platform where we encourage those who are economic movers, those who are business persons, those who understand economics, and also those who are willing to learn, to come to Lecture Hall 1 so that we'll be able to engage in those deep conversation. Because the aim is only one. The aim is only one, is to awaken the thinking of Namibians in terms of how we can innovate, how we can participate in the economic building, and also how we can, how we can advance human and also infrastructure development. And when you have a country which is moving forward, there are different knowledge. We have intellectual knowledge, you have also technical knowledge, and the combination of the two can be able to, if they are well organized and well used, they'll be able to innovate and bring up new ideas. And before we come to the topic of today, it's always good to make sure that you continue following us on our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook, you follow us on Twitter, you follow us on Instagram, and also you follow us on LinkedIn so that you'll be up to date with what is happening in the country, particularly on the matters of bread and butter issues. And it's always very important to make sure that you download our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. You can download our e-paper. Then when you download it, you'll be able to be up to date. You read what's happening in the country, what's happening outside the country, what's happening in domestic economy, and also what's happening in the regional economy. And you compare what's happening, what is written, and how can you navigate that economic environment. Because economy, business and development is about understanding the right information and make also a right decision. And today I'll be joined by Kanjoga Nkwanyoka. He's going to join me when we proceed with our conversation, and he's also going to contribute to the content of the conversation today. And after a very short commercial break, we are going to start with our topic for today. And stay tuned and stay on your radio.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwe tira o special ange, tashia kengeje fa omarudi kayo loka, opone ujendi fenawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa, ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, oma felane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Shiwanasha Namibia, Hamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana noku andjakaneka oonjimbo moshigwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoonjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, Simaneka Karunga lya Katolika Karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko koka epa ka imbako nora 081-23-583-063 nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And the concept or the topic for today, we are looking at the complexity of human development. We are looking at the complexity of human development. Yeah, when you are looking at our topic, it looks complex. However, we are going to dissect it. We are going to dissect it and also try to simplify it. To the extent that every individual will be able to understand what we are talking about, and also every person will be able also to contribute to this discussion, because the fundamental aim of the discussion is not to exclude anyone, but to make sure that we are accommodative as possible, and we can come to the point where we have a conversation from an entrepreneur to a scholar. So we are operating from that range, from an entrepreneur or from a small business operator to a scholar of economy, scholar of trade, scholar of and development. Now, when you talk about the complexity of human development, let us look at what we have seen. Yeah, what we have seen is that civilization or advancement in terms of states and countries, yeah, started a long time ago. Civilization started a long time ago, and is seen differently from different areas of the world. You look at the Chinese civilization, you look at the civilization in Egypt, you look at how Western developed. It came in at different point in time, and it also came differently. But there has been a word which has been used, particularly post 1800. That is development. And there are different areas of development. Because you just see a country, people are talking about, no, our GDP have increased. Our GDP per capita have increased. Or we are ranked as upper middle income country in terms of our economy. And we are developed. And a lot of thinkers and scholars have been asking, what is this concept of development? What does development mean? Before we go to human development, there are broader definition, but what we need to understand is that the concept of development is an abstract concept, which is more difficult to explain. It's far more difficult to explain, and different thinkers and scholars have defined development differently. Some they define the development as a way of advancing the economy. Some they look at development as a way of advancing infrastructure. Some they look at development as growth in different areas of a human being. And there is among all, there is one thinker by the name Amartya Sen. He's a Nobel Prize laureate. And he defined development also almost similar to others, but he was a bit different from others, who said there is no development without expanding the freedom that people enjoy.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in...
Yes, let's continue with our conversation. We are looking at the concept of the complexity of human development. We were saying different scholars and thinkers define development differently, and we are looking at the concept of there is one thinker by the name Amartya Sen who define development differently, and his definition of development is that there is no development without expansion of human freedom and freedom that they enjoy. Now, looking at his word, he indicated that development depends on the ability and capacity of people to make choices in their personal and social lives. Then it further indicated that the concept of development shall be used when many different kinds of material and immaterial barriers, such as freedom, such as poverty, insecurity, or unaccountable government, lack of infrastructures, are removed. Now, this conceptual definition of Amartya Sen is telling us that development is more than you at your village having a very nice either school building or very nice church building, or you have a good infrastructure in terms of road or networking, but people at that village are suffering. You are still not developed. Development is more than having a country which is importing different materials, which have beautiful cities, but the people within those cities, they are not developed, because Amartya Sen is reminding us to say development. Look at the expansion of what human beings enjoy. Then a human being can only enjoy his life when those barriers such as poverty, such as unemployment, such as unaccountable government, barriers such as inability to prosper within a certain economy are removed. Now, because when somebody is talking about development, people talk about, we are developed, we are advanced. That's why when you want to see this definition and where we are operating from, look at this. When the government of Namibia decided to give grants to people who are living in very poor condition, there were a lot of complaints. People, especially people who are living at rural areas, they were complaining because there was a tool which was used. There was a wrong tool which was used, either from councillors, to say if one house has upgraded buildings, there's no way we can give this relief grant or this food parcel, because to them, when you have bigger buildings in the house, even if you are not eating, to them, you can afford. But that is where you have to understand that you can be living in a very beautiful house, you can be living in a more advanced house, but you are still suffering because that is only infrastructure. That is only infrastructure, but you are not upgraded. You are not educated. When you are educated, you don't have a platform to generate income. You are still suffering. Yeah, that's why now when we are defining this concept, we are not only defining it for you to make a difference between development in terms of infrastructure and human development. We are looking at now the concept of human development to say, without human beings being at a level where they can afford their basic needs, You go to countries like Finland, people are able to afford their basic needs. You know what a basic need is? A basic need is shelter. Oh, that is your house. It's not our shacks that we have. The basic need is a proper house where you are safe from, external threats. It's not the temporary infrastructure that we are living in. That is not development. That is not development. We are not yet there. But human development must have a proper house. You must have basic food. We are not talking about luxurious, or we are not talking about you going to KFC every day. You must have basic food. You must be able to afford basic meal, basic and understandable meal, 3 times a day, even 2 times a day. You are going somewhere. Then you must have opportunities. You must be able to make different choices to say, I don't want to be a lawyer today. I want to be a journalist, or I want to study to be, geology or something. You must make choices. You must make choices in terms of your business interest to say, this is where I'm investing. Then you must also having an accountable government, because the structure of formation of the state, we understand that we inherited this thing called the state in terms of how it's operating. But the structure of the operation of the state was supposed to provide for the greater good of human beings. That is why now our criticism is straight to our country, and maybe where we can also change. We are criticizing straight to our country now. We are criticizing our Namibia. We are also criticizing South Africa. Because what on earth, a country like our country with not 4 million people, with a younger population, with minerals that are not seen everywhere in the world, boasting about development in terms of infrastructure. Because a state with good infrastructure without people is not a state, because a state is people. And people must be advanced, because the level of advancement that we got from 1990 to 2025 that we got in Namibia, the level of advancement is that literacy. There you can give a big hand or a big thumb to say, no, in terms of literacy, we got basic education. We got we're able to go to school. We're able to go to college and vocational training center. Then we're able to go to universities. Now, reaching that level, am I advanced? Do we have human development there? You have not even partially. You have one sector that you covered, but there is a lot of sectors that you covered. Do we have proper housing in Namibia? Just a general question. Do we have proper housing? I don't want this answer to say, no, some have houses, some don't have houses. Do we have proper housing? A proper house is a house which is distributed in terms of ratio to say, this house can only accommodate, if it's a 4-bedroom house, it was supposed to accommodate, around 7 people, if there are a lot, or 10 people. But do we have proper housing where we have security, or we are just living by the grace of God? Those are some of the questions that we don't only need to interrogate the concept. We need to make sure that when we are meeting our politicians, when we are facing this new administration, we are also asking this question to say, did you cater for my human development? The late Genko, may his soul rest in peace, he used to talk about peace cannot be eaten. Yes, we have peace. We have peace, but have you really catered for, am I able to eat? Even if I'm in a peaceful country, I'm not able to eat. How come on earth youth unemployment, we are still the highest in Sandek region with less population? What is that? How come when you look at January trade deficit, we have around 2.7 billion money that we are losing on trade alone? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because we also need to look at the area of what can we do to advance human development and what the state can do. Yes, now we understand we got infrastructure, we got universities. The comparison between Windhoek of 1990 and Windhoek of today is completely different, and that is very beautiful. But who are the people in Windhoek who are enjoying the greater good of or the resources of the state? When you put the population of Windhoek at the scale, we are almost 500,000 in Windhoek. But when you look at the statistics, how many people are living in informal area? How many people are able to afford a basic life? Not a luxurious life. It's a basic life to say, I send my kids to school, I have a proper housing, I have opportunities, and I also have opportunity where I can do business. I have security. Or we are just living by the grace of God. Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because what we used to think is development is just one sector of development. The main sector of development is human development. Are you able to do your proper medical care? Are you able to afford proper medical care? And when you talk about proper medical care, it's accessibility of proper medical attention, where you have to, if you happen to have any complication, you can be operated anyway without draining you. Do you have opportunity to do business very well? Because when we want to go with the definition of amateur sen, then we also be ready to make sure that there are things that we have to interrogate to say, yes, yes, you did well, but here's what you are going to do. Because other than that, our human beings, we are still going to continue complaining because our needs are not taken care of. Our needs are not taken care of. And what can we do? What can we do to make sure that our needs are taken care of? Do we have basic human needs that are being taken care of? Do we have shelter? Do we have infrastructure? Do we have food? Do we have security? And even people include love, because love is part of life, part of human beings. Because without love, and that can only exist in a conducive environment, or in an environment where human beings are secured. Because when you look at developed countries, when you look at developing countries, when you look at countries where they have a lot of inequalities, relationships are being broken down. Not really to say human beings are bad people. It's some, or not all of them. There's an economic interest everywhere. There's an economic fluctuating everywhere. Somebody lost a job, the possibility of you to lose a girlfriend is very high. Somebody lost a contract, the possibility for you to lose friends is very high. Because if you are now operating at an unstable environment, how can love thrive, even if they say love is thriving in the air? So there are those things that we need to look at. And after a very short commercial break, we are going to look at the role of the state in the promotion of the quality of human beings. And we are also going to look at who should play a role in uplifting human lives. And after that, we are going to be in the conversation with Minomeno Erastes, just to give his contribution, particularly in the area of human development and how we can move forward in terms of advancement of the economy and advancement of individuals.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsie Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konukonda doi nawa nuneudo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngejefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, let's continue with business and economic segment. With me, David Shombe. We are talking about the complexity of human development. We are looking at the areas of human development. And like we have said, development is incomplete. Yes, by the words of the Nobel Prize winner, Matthias Santos, the development is incomplete without inclusion of human development, because a country alone, we can't eat, you can't eat the increment in GDP, because if there's an increment in GDP, but you are still the second highest unequal country in the world, you have a very big problem. We cannot celebrate that. That's why we are looking at human development. Now the question is here. Who should play a role? What is the role of the state? What is the role of the state in promotion of development and human development in particular? Look, there is a hierarchy of power which is established by protocols of running government, where leaders end up being detached to the reality on the ground. But that was not supposed to be the case. That was not supposed to be the case. The establishment of the state exists to serve the people. Because when you look at what is very interesting is that every leader is elected by the human by people. That is democracy coming of the people. What is very interesting is that there is no difference between the office of the constituency councillor, which is a public office, because citizens, they just say, no, we can't all lead. Let's choose the best among us to make sure that he represents us and look at our interest. Now, the same way you have a public office, the constituency councillor's office is the same as it's a mayor's office, and also state house where the government is sitting, where the government is sitting. State house, by look at it this way. On paper, state house is a it's a public office. It's where the highest office on land sit, and it's where the president is sitting, where he is serving his people. It's a public office, but you cannot just. There are rules now and regulation and state protocols to say, no, you cannot just, not everyone can just access the president, because there is already hierarchy within where you can go and where you cannot go. But in a situation where you reach a certain level, that is, it's like a palace in those days where a king is sitting and serving his people. When Igwe is sitting there and serving his people every day. Now, the state was supposed to make sure that human beings are catered for, because I attended one rally, and I'm not sorry from it, because yeah, it was one of the councillors of a ruling party, Swapo, and he was making a lot of statements and to say, no, you citizens, you are not appreciative. We build this one, we build this one, we also build this one, we build this road, but yeah, I was very angry, not really angry, but I was very disappointed to see, Chief, you are not seeing the point. You are not seeing the point. You are building infrastructure, which is necessary. But did you look at the people that are there? Did you look at what they eat every day? Did you look at their security? Are they safe? Yes, there's a lot of public infrastructure. Are they safe? Did you create an environment where they can thrive in terms of business? Did you create a platform? That was my internal debate with him. It was an internal debate. I did not approach him, but I end up to say, maybe he's not getting the concept of development, because human beings, they don't eat buildings. We can be in a very beautiful, well-built countries, but people with money can fly in and enjoy themselves. Yeah, that's why we are saying, moving forward, let us look at the word of Amartya Sen. Let us look at other thinkers who look at individual as a person within the society. Because if I'm in a country where I'm not able to go to school, not really because the school is not there, because I'm not able to afford basic needs like food, I can't go to school hungry, I have to go and hustle, then the country is moving forward. It's only few. That's why it's also very important to remind our leaders to say, yes, we are all in the same plane, but when that plane is going to leave the ground, are you sure you are going up with all these people? Because when you are in the shade of the plane, doesn't mean that everyone is in the same boat. We are in the same boat, but we are not in the same boat in the sense that we are not together in terms of what we understand. Yeah, that's why we are always saying it's always good to interrogate this topic. And it's always also very good to make sure that we bring about this thing to say, now, let us say thank you for what they have been done. But let us look at this new administration and ask to say, to our new president, to say, what is your direction in terms of human development? What is your direction in the areas of unemployment? Because Amartya Sen is telling us to say, all those material and immaterial barriers, such as poverty and insecurity, unaccountable government, the lack of complicated physical mobility, lack of access to safe drinking water, and all those things must be removed for you to say you are developed. Because he did not abandon infrastructure. Infrastructure is part of the definition. But he made sure that all those barriers, do we have people in Namibia who, maybe some are faced with all those five barriers. Maybe some only have one sector of development. Yeah, but dear listeners, it's the time now to engage us in the studio. You can engage us. You can call us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, so that you can air your view. Can come up with your questions. You can, have your contribution. You can also give your direct criticism. And you can also come up with your counter argument, which is necessary to drive development, because we don't need to agree on one thing, but at least we agree on the mission that we are all of us together to say. We may not understand everybody's theories, but we're in the same mission of advancing the country. We are on the same road of advancing the country. We may have different methods. That's why we are saying we encourage constructive criticism and also educative debate which people can learn from. And also, when you wake up tomorrow, you know you were in a discussion.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsine Hangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a...
Dear listeners, as I indicated to you that... Today we are going to be joined by Kanjoka Nkwanyoka to give his contribution, particularly on the topic of human development, and to give his take on what is really human development. Kanjongo, welcome to Business and Economic segment. What is your view and take on human development?
That is actually something very interesting, especially at this moment where we are waiting for the national budget to be announced.
Yeah.
And in many cases, when you listen to the analysis of the national budget, that is where you will get to now to wonder and to get to understand that many of us do not understand the aspect of human development, what it entails.
Yeah.
Because if you go back to economics is mostly divided in two components, the major one.
Okay.
We have theories of what we call the supply theory and the consumer theory. The supply theory is the most used theory because it talk about bottom line, it talk about profit.
Okay.
That would dictate the economic building of everything.
Okay.
Now, the other theory is the consumer theory, which mostly look at utility or welfare.
Yeah.
And we barely now look at that a theory of welfare. If you talk about welfare, many people will say, no, you are a socialist.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is where now many of our scholars and all the analysts, they shy away to talk about the consumer theory in many cases because people will look at you as a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the part is here that when we are now talking about economic building, we only talk about it for people to make profit, for people to make returns.
Yeah.
But now we barely go here to say then what is the impact?
Yeah.
On me as an individual, how does the economy make my life better?
Yeah.
And that is where we say welfare economics.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our economic building, we supposed also to prioritize happiness of our people.
Yeah, yeah.
We do not only supposed to prioritize profit and revenue and things like that, but also the happiness and the living standard of our people. Mm-hmm. And that's why now your topic is very, very important because we need leaders who understand that the measurement of the economic performance is not the GDP.
Yeah.
GDP is very shallow. It's not the profit of the banks that are declaring.
Yeah.
That is not the only measure. We should also now go down to see, as now our economy grow, the amount of debt that the government is borrowing, the amount of the budget, of the national budget, how does it trickle to impact what we call welfare of the individuals in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be the measure. We should be able to go down. Instead of you just measuring the national budget, how many has been allocated to education? How much has been allocated to health? That is still a shallow measurement. It does not give a proper picture of the quality of life of Namibian people.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where you can hear that the economy has grown by 4%.
Yeah.
But then you go to Hakana, there is two people who slept without eating. Not even six.
Yeah.
Like you have a bunch of people that are going to bed hungry.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of people that cannot afford this and this. It's because the people who are running the economy, the people who are reporting on the economy, the people who are doing analysis on economic performances.
Just hold on. We are going to commercial break. Just hold on.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that we the mistake that we keep doing is that we keep perpetuating the reporting of economic matters and economic performances using only the supply side indicators. Hmm. We do not have adequate welfare indicators and we run away from them. And that's why poverty is not reported. Inequality is not reported because we barely measure them monthly like how we measure the other indicator. Because every month or every quarter, Namibia Statistics Agency will tell you we exported, we have imported.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you the cost of living to such a level.
Mm-hmm.
To give you the picture of what is the quality of life. How are we progressing in improving the quality of life? Because human development is basically measuring the quality of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I can just add, we can measure the quality of life that how many people are affording to say to watch NBC?
Yeah.
Because now they put a license.
Yeah.
How many of people are affording? If you go in Hakana, where I mostly stay, when there is soccer, most of the boys, they go to the bar to watch soccer.
Yeah.
Why? Because at their houses, they cannot afford to the DSTV and others.
Yeah.
And that is one of the indicator of the quality of life in Namibia. Because if we cannot even afford the basic amenity that can make us happy, then there is no progress in human development, indexes and other things.
While we are there now, let us look at moving forward. Apart from expanding the definition, what other tools? I know we have other tools which are like human index. What other tools can be used to make sure that in every report we focus or include human development in every quarterly report and advanced progress?
It's now unfortunately the people that we call economists and statisticians and the analysts, they are, I am repeating this, they are only used as the supply side. So until you make them understand, I'm telling you, when we used to go to, when we were studying, the most boring class was, is also human development. It's called economic development, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And many people do not understand. And it was the one which was measuring or teaching us about the economics of whatever all these human development indexes and how to measure it and the quality of life and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to skip that class. So that's why now we can't measure the quality of life using economic indicators.
Mm-hmm.
We know, and that is not the problem. Unfortunately, you cannot improve something that you are not measuring.
Yeah.
So it has to start from us understanding what is human development. And that's why even your topic today is saying the human development complexity.
Yeah.
Because many people, when you tell them the quality of life, the people will say, no, it's subjective. Some of us, we do not like watching TV and you cannot measure. You see?
We cannot afford it.
Yeah. No. And so we have to get to the basics about when we are saying about human development.
Yeah.
We need to understand what is it. The improvement, because if there is no improvement in the quality of life, my guy,
Yeah.
People are dying in ghettos, my G. Yeah. You've been living in a ghetto since you were growing up and things like that. And until now, it's amazing that there is no progress in your human development. And the quality of life is not changing for you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe just advice, because we understand we are seeing a lot of prediction. We don't want to preempt the appointment. We see a lot of interest in technocrats. Maybe what is the future having for us, particularly in terms of development, making a prediction in our new administration?
Yeah, Namibia Statistic Agency and Bank of Namibia and the National Planning Commission need to step up in terms of measuring the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remove all the politician for when it comes to this, because if we don't, that's why we are contradicting ourselves. I laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The economy has grown by 4%. Then when you go to Kavango, then Kavango is the poorest region. Then you're just like, okay, cool, guys, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Which economy has grown? And when we are saying the economy has grown, what are you talking about? And that's why I think many of us do not understand the word economics and where it came from.
Mm.
You know, it means when you talk about the economy, it's people, bro. It's people.
It's not numbers.
No, not numbers. So it should be measurement in the progress of the quality of life, you know?
Yeah.
So you cannot keep saying that we have exported goods and services worth $1 billion. Oh, my goodness, we are clapping hands. Then you go to our land and you look, guys, when you were exporting, where did the money go?
Yeah.
Who got the money, you know?
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I'm not going to go far and give many advices and whatever.
Yeah.
Let us start with the basics of to understand how do we measure human development.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the first thing. Mm-hmm. And let us understand that when we are saying the economy has grown, what are we talking about? Can we also look at the other side of the welfare economics,
mm-hmm.
where it measure the utility and my quality of life and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So then once we get there, then now we can start having a conversation of what do we do, how do we move forward?
Yes, Kanjoka Mkwanyoka, thank you very much for that. And I like the part of the social welfare part. I think we need to dig deep more and maybe expand that sector of development, or maybe that area of development. Thank you very much.
Definitely, man. Thank you for having me.
Shop. Yes, dear listeners, that was Kanjoka Mkwanyoka, who was engaging us particularly on the area of human development. And he was indicating where economists are not doing well, particularly in looking at the area of social welfare. People are scared of being defined as socialist, but being part of any sector in terms of how you are defined does not help anything, as long as the theory that you are coming up with, as long as views that you are coming up with are contributing to that country's national planning and also implementation. Because he mentioned a very interesting thing to say. Numbers mean one thing, but human mean another thing. Because when you are telling people that the country is doing very well, and when they are looking at where they are living and they are seeing no progress, how they have been for the past 4 years, you create a lot of problems there, because other people stop listening to conversations like this. These are the statistics. Other people end up even not believing in numbers, because there is no direct impact, or there is no impact which is being felt on the ground. Yeah, that's why we are saying at this juncture, let us combine. Let us see what our institution have, what Bank of Namibia have, what National Planning Commission have, what are you planning about, and look at the Namibia Statistic Agency, and is the quality of life of human beings advancing? Because when you go deep down some villages, people are still living like 50 years back. Not everywhere, but some villages. When you look at the lives of some people, then you'll be able to realize that we are still far, because numbers is just numbers. The question is, who got the money? Where is the money going? Where is the money going? We always say, no, the money is coming, but where is the money going? So some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, is the money which is being produced used to advance the quality of human beings? Or they are going to the same channel which have been around for a very long time? Because you build me a road which of high quality just for you to move with your convoy. Then you end up building it for yourself because I'm still cannot afford a car that can go on the road. I'm just affording maybe a bicycle. Because let us balance this thing, because it's always very important when we engage in this conversation, and it's also very important when we look at different areas, different angles, so that we can move our country forward, because we're in the same direction, different ways, however, same direction, which everyone wants the country to be advanced, but not only in terms of having double stories buildings, but in terms of having even human beings who are satisfied, human beings who can afford basic needs, even happiness. You know, in other countries, people test the level of happiness. What are the level of happiness of Namibia? Are we satisfied? Yeah, there is a contested word of utopia. There is an area of human happiness. There is an area of reaching the greater good of men. Other countries, people are testing happiness. Are we even ready to go to that scale of happiness? People are not happy. And that is not a joke. People are not happy. That is not a joke. However, how can we do that when we recognize them, when we make sure that we now understand to say, apart from infrastructure, apart from railway connection, apart from electrical wiring and all those things, let us look at an individual human being, because you can still die of poverty in a very expensive house. We have seen these things. In a very expensive house, you can still die of poverty within that house because they only empower the infrastructure, but not the person. Dear listeners, we have 4 minutes before we come to the end of our show. You can call us, engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, so you can air your view and contribute to the conversation.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsine Hangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-0683. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Ipurane ngeno wapogwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people.
Yes, dear listeners, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment, and thank you very much for continuing listening to Eagle FM program. We are always very happy when we are together in terms of conversation. We are together in terms of deep critical analysis of issues. And today we were touching on the area of the complexity of human development. We were dissecting what is development, what is human development, and airing our views and also definitions of different thinkers and also different analysts on what do we mean by development. Can we develop with only infrastructure, or do we need human development where individuals can afford, can be happy? We are looking at the areas of the quality of life, which also include happiness. Because remember, if you are always angry every day, there must be something which is not right. There must be some of the things which are not met. Maybe your human development aspect is not fulfilled, which is natural. Yeah, that's why in countries where there is infrastructure and human development, even the level of happiness is high. Love cannot thrive in a desert. That one we must know. People cannot, love cannot thrive in the desert. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for joining us. And I want to leave you in the good hands of Narovanda and also Uncle Fry. Until tomorrow.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsinehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro,